Venezuelan famous for nude Bible protest. Opposition doesn't deserve us to protest. By BenQ on November 14, 2019. A Venezuelan man who made headlines for confronting armored vehicles while nude and holding only a Bible said in an interview Wednesday that he did not believe the current opposition to the socialist regime deserved Venezuelans to risk their lives on the streets again. Hans Werich made headlines in 2017 at the height of the anti-Maduro demonstrations, when he approached an armed military vehicle wearing just a knapsack and holding a Bible. He demanded that security forces stop firing rubber bullets at protesters, although this led to him being sprayed with them himself. In a wide-ranging interview published on Wednesday by Venezuelan newspaper El Nacional from Colombia, Werich expressed his deep frustration at opposition leader and rightful President Juan Guaido's inability to remove the Maduro regime from power. "It is good that Guaido became president, because this is constitutional. However, it is a shame that Guaido, a self-declared socialist, does not have the courage to request military aid. As our constitution also dictates, just like our original liberator Simon Bolivar in April 1817, when he requested military support from Great Britain," Werich said. Guaido's political party, Popular Will, is a member party of the Socialist International. Werich also slammed Guaido for agreeing to hold multiple talks with the Maduro regime, all of which ended without any formal agreement. "The peaceful route, pursued by the opposition, has only served to continue, allowing them to treacherously dialogue behind the backs of all Venezuelans," he said. "I am not expecting this to end as long as the genocidal Chavez remains in power with the opposing collaborators. There is a clear discontent over negotiations and dialogues which took place behind the backs of Venezuelans, causing the vast majority to lose faith in this supposed leadership," he added. When asked if Venezuelans should take to the streets to support Guaido, Werich said no, pointing to the fact that hundreds of lives have already been lost while opposition leaders stay safely away from the violence. "Venezuelans have already taken to the streets and many murders have committed the genocidal Chavez with impunity while the blue socialists enjoy tweeting from some comfortable restaurant," he explained. While the resistance fought against Cubans disguised as members of the National Guard, many opposition leaders were tweeting. Werich used the term blue socialists for socialists in the opposition, in contrast to red socialists who use the traditional color of communism while in power. Follow BenQ on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@Breitbart.com.